From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
Nobody has to convince the United States of America of the danger posed by terrorists. Our citizens are often priority targets all around the world. But when Russia is espousing fiction, we have to call that out. What Russia is sponsoring and doing is not counterterrorism, it is barbarism.
French Ambassador Francois de Latter said war crimes are being committed in Aleppo and they must not go unpunished. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday that his government has more to do before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. The attack took place in Paktika province, adjacent to the Pakistani border. Rais Khan, also known as Azam Tariq, of the so-called Tariq-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TPP, and his son were among those reported to be killed in an overnight attack. This is VOA News.